WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Sorry there, didn't mean to cough in your ear. Good morning and welcome into a new day here on the program. Happy Wednesday to you. It's a little overcast out there and feels a little threatening for rain, but it is 55 degrees out, so there's that. Hope that your morning is starting off right. Mine is, except for getting ready, clearing my throat, getting ready to go on the air, and then as soon as I turn the microphone on, having to clear it again. It's allergy season, so we're all going to go through it. We're all going to be dealing with it. And one thing that I've noticed so far this year is how quickly all the leaves, like, just popped up. Like, one day I'm looking out the window, and the trees are totally bare, and then the next day I'm like, oh, look, because we have these trees in the parking lot here. I don't know what they are, but they have like these pink flowers on them, I guess is the way that I can describe it. I'm sure with today's technology, I can like snap a photo with my phone and ask Google or ask AI and it'll tell me what it is, but I don't know. And eventually those petals fall off and get everywhere. And it actually looked kind of nice on the parking lot. Add some zing of color. But all of the trees have, I guess, flowered, I guess you'll say, except for the one right in front of the window here. Half of it has not. I don't know if that's because that's like eternally dead or if it's just taking its sweet time. But it's kind of unnerving how that the tree closest to here hasn't flowered. It's like whatever we're doing here is keeping it from being able to flourish. We're putting out some vibes that's affecting the tree. But hopefully our vibes will make your morning better. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. And something that I know that Barry was talking about yesterday and he wrote about today is the request by local activist Eric Andre and others. They want the Palestinian flag to fly outside of New Bedford City Hall. Barry has a piece on that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where he mentioned yesterday on the air that he had received the flag policy from the city, and we linked to that in the story. So if you didn't get to hear that policy in its entirety and you want to find out more about it, it is linked up in Barry's story on the website and on the app. And I understand the policy of the city, why they had to make an adjustment. Because we've seen where this has become a quagmire in local communities from Fairhaven to Boston, where what flags go on the flagpole have caused an issue. And what's funny is it shouldn't have been as big a deal as it is. But because some folks got upset because the pride flag was out, now we're at a point where, these communities have to come together and make restrictive rules about what can, and guidelines about what can be put up on municipally owned flagpoles. And I mean, whatever. The actual raising of the flag doesn't mean one thing or another. I don't look at it as this community supports this because I saw the flag on the flagpole. you know, that support comes through actions. That support comes through how they embrace, how the community embraces that particular portion of the community. I think we all get hung up on something that really doesn't make a difference at all. Is it a nice thing to show? Yes. It's a nice thing to show support. But if I was pushing for a cause, that would be like the bare minimum you could do. The bare minimum would be to put up a flag or hang up a sign or something. Put something on a marquee. That's like the bare minimum. What do your actions show? And that's why these communities get so wrapped up in this. For something that nobody's going to look at that. Nobody who is anti-Palestine is going to look at that flag and say, ah, you know what? I've changed my mind. I was against it. I thought, you know, let's go turn Gaza into, you know, the next big waterfront, the next big, let's make it Dubai, as President Trump has proposed. I don't care what happens to the people of Gaza. I don't care. And then all of a sudden I saw a flag and changed my mind. Like, that's not going to happen. And nobody's going to say, I saw a flag that was put up by the city of New Bedford, and because the city of New Bedford stands by Palestine, now I do too. It's not going to happen. So the efforts are, and the time is being ill spent fighting that battle. Now, if it was up to me, I'd have a sign-up sheet. Whoever wants to sign up, you can get 7 days max. You have to supply the flag. You have to come down and help whoever's responsible for putting the flagpole up in that particular community, the flag on the flagpole up in that particular community. You got to come down and help them, make sure they, you know, so you make sure they have it going the right way and all that kind of stuff, because they might not know. And you get 7 days. After 7 days, come back, pick up your flag, sign up again next year. And I would have some general guidelines of what is appropriate and what isn't, based on actual legal precedent. So I wouldn't say, well, you know, Christian people are offended by homosexuals, so we're not going to put up the pride flag because it might offend some of them. Like, that's not a fair reason to disqualify putting that flag up. But, you know, putting up a Nazi flag because that's been designated as hate speech, then yes, that's a different story. And is that muddy? Sure. But it's not as muddy as saying this, 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 and this is okay, but not this, this, or this. And lay those rules out from the beginning. Sure, things are going to pop up where you have to evaluate it, but then the other option, and the other thing that I would also say, yeah, that's fine too, is just make it so all you can fly is the American flag and the state flag. And if you have a town flag, a town flag. Not everybody puts up a town flag, but put up the U.S. flag, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts flag, and your town flag. And that's it. Because otherwise you're just getting into silly, unnecessary arguments. Because then people tell you, oh, well, no, this is the municipality stomping on my free speech because they won't let me put this flag up on town-owned property that I paid for. Okay. But again, to what end? Because all you're doing is you're giving people who turn this into a cultural battle, more fuel for the fire. You know, a couple of years ago, even maybe as much as a year or so ago, I was all for, you know, fighting that good fight. And I would say, hey, equal representation. You want to hang a flag for this? You got to let us hang a flag for that. But now it's just to the point where enough is enough. Like, we're arguing over stupid things that don't matter. You know, the same people that get worked up if you burn an American flag in protest are the same people that will wear an outfit that is basically the American flag. You know, it's disrespectful to drop a flag on the ground by accident, but it's not disrespectful to wear, bikini briefs that look like the flag. You know, all this stuff is silly. Over a piece of cloth. What matters is what the values are behind that piece of cloth. And if those are being upheld. So there's just too much potential for unnecessary arguments. And that's why something like the city's flag policy is fine. It makes specific designations as to what can fly. And in that regard, sets a policy that gives you guidelines and gives you guardrails. Now, the Palestinian situation is a little bit different because while it has a flag, it's not recognized as an independent sovereign nation, which is part of the flag policy of the city. And I was looking over the policy and I was looking over some of the flags that the city have put up. And I said, well, they hung the flag of Puerto Rico, and that's not a sovereign nation. But it says in the policy that U.S. territories are covered under that policy. So that if there is another, God forbid, devastating hurricane in Puerto Rico and we want to show support, we can put that flag up there. Or if we're, you know, having a cultural celebration of Puerto Rican heritage and culture, then yes, you can put the flag up as well, which is what most of these flag raisings are about. More often than not, they're not about any kind of political statement. They're about, this is, you know, Cape Verdean Recognition Week. This is the weekend of the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. This is whatever the cultural milestone is that we might be using the flag to help with the celebration of. And I think most people understand it's largely ceremonial. It's largely just to be a kickoff for an event or a series of events. There's not a lot of meaning behind it. It's not like they're going to put up the Palestinian flag and then the city's going to also pledge, you know, 5% of every tax bill is going to go to Gaza relief or something. It's just symbolic, and it's not worth getting into these arguments. We just end up giving fuel to the fire of people that want to say, you know, ridiculous things on either extreme, and it just gives them another arguing point. But you can read Barry's article at WBSM.com, the WBSM app. It has, you know, more information about the flag policy and the city stance on this, And I'd be interested in getting your take. 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Remember when the Rolling Stones publishing company sued the Verve, and then the Verve didn't get any of the money for the songwriting credits, the publishing credits on that song, because that was the symphonic music was taken from the Symphonic Rolling Stones album. It's actually The Last Time by the Rolling Stones. That's where they sampled it from without permission. And so Mick Jagger and Keith Richards got the songwriting proceeds, publishing rights on that song. And then eventually they gave it back to Richard Ashcroft and the Verve. So I, from what I heard, and I don't remember if this is, you know, 100% accurate, but from, I guess, the urban legend around it is that it was the business entity that did it, not Mick and Keith themselves. And when they, you know, they found out about it and they were like, yeah, we don't need this. Let them have it. It's their only hit. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We can take some calls coming up after the news. But I want to thank PJ, who said that these are Kwanzaa cherry trees. That's what are outside here. I don't know if that means I can eat the cherries that come off them, but I love cherries. In fact, I'll tell you about a cherry dish that I made for dinner last night. But right now, Mike Roberts is waiting to tell you about all the top stories of the day.
The ballot for New York City mayor is growing. A Motown star accused of assault and a former first lady being remembered with a new postage stamp.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is not engaged in a trade negotiation with China as of yet.
Bessent made the comment while testifying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday related to President Trump's budget request. However, Chinese officials have said in recent days they were assessing U.S. proposals to start talks. Bessent suggested trade deals could be announced with other partners in the coming days as well. During his testimony, Bessent said he expects to see a substantial reduction in the tariffs that were being charged, as well as non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, and the subsidies of both labor and capital investment. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Andrew Cuomo plans to run for mayor of New York City as an independent. The former Democratic governor of New York announced the move yesterday, saying he will run as an independent regardless of whether or not he wins the Democratic primary. This as current mayor Eric Adams also running as an independent and skipping the Democratic primary entirely. Cuomo is currently polling first in the primary with State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani in a distant second. There are reports that multiple Indian planes were shot down after the country launched attacks on Pakistan. Pakistani officials claim their country downed the aircrafts inside Indian territory. This comes after India said it attacked, quote, terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in the disputed Kashmir region. India insists the strikes are non-escalatory in nature and that no Pakistani military facilities were targeted. Famed Motown singer Smokey Robinson being accused of sexual assault by former employees. Their attorney, John Harris, made that announcement yesterday.
We filed a complaint against William Smokey Robinson Jr. and his spouse, Frances Robinson.
Four women, all employed as housekeepers, submitted a $50 million lawsuit in the Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday. Among their allegations are sexual assault, false imprisonment, and creating a hostile work environment. The lawsuit also named the 85-year-old's wife, Frances Robinson. The Education Department warning universities of their obligations to support student loan borrowers as the Trump administration begins ramping up collections for those in default. The department sent a Dear Colleague letter to universities on Monday saying schools with a high default rate among their alumni could lose access to federal student aid. Letter also tells schools to inform students any loans not in deferment or forbearance must begin repayment by June 30th. The letter came on the same day the department restarted involuntary collections for borrowers who have defaulted. First Lady Melania Trump helping to unveil a postage stamp honoring late former First Lady Barbara Bush. The First Lady will hold a ceremony at the White House tomorrow that will feature the first look at the U.S. Postal Service stamp, dedicated to the wife of late former President George H.W. Bush. Attendees are expected to include friends and family, the Postmaster General, and the George and Barbara Bush Foundation's CEO. Former First Lady died in 2018 at the age of 92. Wall Street closed yesterday lower as uncertainty over tariffs still weighing on the markets.
Stocks fell in a broad decline with no signs of progress on global trade deals. Investors are also awaiting tomorrow's policy decision by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is widely expected to hold interest rates steady on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 389 points. The S&P 500 fell 43 points. The NASDAQ lost 154 points. I'm Kristen Marks.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Rangers last night 6-1. Both teams back in action tonight at 6:45 at Fenway. And the Celtics looking to win game two against the Knicks tonight at the Garden at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to a slightly less dreary situation, at least in terms of the heavy rain. However, still some patchy fog here in the South Coast this morning and some low-hanging clouds at times. So just make sure you're taking it easy on the road in those areas of low visibility, low beams, low speeds. Those high beams are not doing anything for you. Later this afternoon, we stay mostly cloudy, but dare I say, actually get a couple peaks of sun. However, unfortunately, the whole day isn't dry. A lot of it is, but we are looking out for a couple of showers on our Wednesday evening. High temperatures today in the low 60s along the coast and a little bit warmer in the mid and upper 60s inland. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. As I'm looking out the window and seeing school buses come by, there's actually one parked in the parking lot across the street. I'm thinking about how there's only a little over a month and a half maybe left in the school year, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be thinking about a school bus driving career, or maybe just as something you're doing for extra cash on the side while you're working a different shift, or maybe you're retired, maybe you're a stay-at-home parent and you need to work around your kids' schedules. All of those are great reasons to reach out to Tremblay Bus Company to inquire about possibly becoming a bus driver, a van driver, or a monitor. Even if you don't have a CDL, they will train you if you are willing to learn. But really, the key part here is the good you can do for local students while also putting some money in your pocket. So if you want to find out more about it, tbcbus.com for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I tried to call you and someone came to my door, so I had to hang up. I want to say something about the flag.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you know you're not going to like it. I know you're not going to like it, but we do not need a foreign flag flying outside the city hall in New Bedford. okay? They came here from other countries. They can bring their flag. They want to live here, hang it inside their house or in front of the house they're going to live in, but they better have the American flag right near it, bigger and better than ever, because this is America. You people are trying to change America little by little, and I don't like that. They need to pay homage to America. They came to this country, leaving their country behind. Honor the American flag.
So the city's policy, when the city hangs up a foreign flag, it's usually something that's related to like a cultural celebration. So like they hang the Irish flag for St. Patrick's Day. They'll put up the Azorean flag if the president of the Azores comes to visit, or during some of the different religious weekend observations, the Cape Verdean flag for Cape Verdean Recognition Week. So these are usually tied into other events that are going on in the city. It's not
I don't care about that. All we need is the American flag, Mr. Walker.
So you don't want them to even put those things up?
They need to honor America when they come to our America.
I don't need to honor
anybody else's flag. You understand that? I don't need to honor anyone else's flag.
If I go
to their home and they live here, if they live in the United States and they have their Ukrainian flag or their Polish flag, their Portuguese flag, I'll honor it. I'm at their house. But don't go and put it in front of City Hall, the libraries, all this.
I just want to draw a difference here. So there's a difference between somebody putting up a flag in their own house or on their own homestead and one that the city is putting up on city property. And like I said, it's usually based on some sort of, you know, event that's happening. So
I don't have to like it.
I'm saying you take issue with the fact that they do it around these events, because you keep mentioning people. And I'm asking if you're upset about it, if they do it in relation to some of the events that are happening.
No, we don't need it. Like I said, if they want to move it, put it in front of in their yard, that's fine with me, because I'm not telling them to give up their heritage by no means. Mm-hmm. But you're in America. You came here. You honor the American, the old red, white, and blue, buddy. That's it. Don't keep trying to change America in different little ways. I'm sorry. We've already gone out of our way.
I don't know that they're trying to change America.
That is trying to change America. Okay? I don't have anything against gay people, pride flags. You don't have to push your agenda on us. We don't go around putting straight flags everywhere. There's no need for them to do all that.
A flag is pushing an agenda?
Yeah, because when they want to come here, they want to put the pride flag downtown. I don't see no reason for doing that. No reason whatsoever.
Oh, hold on, Mary. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Give me 1 second, Mary. Sorry, I went to put another call on hold, and I put you on hold by accident. When I drive by...
You can't understand what I'm saying, Mr. Weisberg.
No, I do, but I'm just trying to see, like, why you think it makes that big of an impact. Because, like, if I drive by a house where somebody has, you know, Yankees flags hanging out, I don't think they're trying to change
You're
me into being a Yankees fan.
I'm just using that as an example. It's an American game.
I'm just using that as an example. I've never seen a flag and felt like somebody's trying to change my mind about something.
I'm trying to argue the point so you can disagree with me, because you can't seem to agree with, you know, practically anything I say.
Well, Mary, I'll tell you a secret. Good talk radio wouldn't be you and I agreeing on everything. That would get boring for people.
I understand that, but you've got to give me something once in a while.
I'll give you something if it's something I can agree with, but I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, because you said somebody came to the door, but I said I'd be all for if the policy was just for, hey, we're only putting up the American flag, the state flag, and if we have a town symbol, you know, the town flag as well. I'd be fine if that's it. I'd be fine if that's all they put up.
Well, I said it was okay for them to come and live here and put it in front of in their yard or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against that. You're trying to make it sound like I hate them or something.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to differentiate between what we're, you know, when it's the city doing it versus when a person does it themselves.
Well, you know, when people first came in, I'm talking back when they came legally, like my grandparents on my mother's side that came from Italy. When they got here, they didn't hang up an Italian flag anywhere. Okay? And if we started doing that back then, maybe by now I would have been accustomed to it. But I am full your weight, and I'm all for America. Would you fight for your country if you had to? Would you go? I don't think so.
Well,
Reverend? Would you go?
I wouldn't now. I'm 47 years old and not in great shape.
They wouldn't want me. I'm old enough to be your mother, and I would go. Because it's my country. If we're not going to defend it, who's going to defend it? The foreigners that are coming in here illegal, they would run right back to their own country, as bad as it is.
I don't know that that's true.
Have to fight for this country.
I don't know that's true. I think if you ask them to, I think a lot of them would be proud to.
A lot of them would be proud to. You know, that would have to be proven.
You know, also, maybe they'd be more willing to fight for the country if they felt like the people of the country were supportive of them being here.
You know, the foreigners that would come here and fight for America are the ones that come here legal, honest, God-fearing people.
You know, and by the way, I don't mean this as a particular slight to you or to your grandparents.
Right. Okay.
But the argument of my grandparents came here the right way isn't really a valid argument when your grandparents coming here the right way was they arrived at Ellis Island, they poked them, they inspected them, they looked them over, they asked them a couple questions, they stamped a paper, and they became American citizens. It's not like that anymore. It's not that simple anymore.
Because we allowed it to not be like that anymore.
Right. We made it unnecessarily complicated. Yeah.
Just like I said, the things we do change America. We're no longer the same as it was back then when they came here. They did it the right way. We need to honor that. You want them to come here illegal and just get away with it?
So you'd be fine with it if all it was they just come through, we ask them some questions, we see if they have any diseases, and we stamp a paper, right? That'd be fine.
Yeah, and you'll find out if they've ever been in jail, if they've ever raped anybody or murdered anybody.
Well, what does that matter? If they've done their time and have served their sentence, then shouldn't they be allowed to come in?
You know something? We go through worse than that when we're just looking for an apartment. They do the Corey check and all that, and you have to pay for that check and all. So they check us, and we're homegrown Americans, born right here, looking for an apartment. So these people walked right in over the border because crazy old man Biden allowed them to do it. It doesn't make it right because a president did it. They all belong in jail. I want to see Obama in jail, the Clintons in jail, the Biden crime family in jail, all of them, never mind the flag. I don't want to see a foreign flag in front of City Hall.
Okay.
I don't want to see it there.
We'll hold it there.
And if they have to put it there, and I know I can't go over there and take it out, but if they absolutely agree that they're going to put it in front of the City Hall, the American flag better be 10 times bigger and flying higher.
Well,
it better be.
Well, by code, nothing else can fly higher than the American flag.
Well, it better not be for me. I better not see it.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great day. You too.
All right, let's take another call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
By the code, Palestine is not even a recognized country. It's not a country.
Right. That's the city's argument, is that they are only looking for sovereign nations or U.S. territories, and Palestine is not recognized as such.
Right, exactly. And out of respect, and I think honestly, quite honestly, Mayor Mitchell's would be afraid to go against the LGBTQ flag being put up on City Hall. I think he would be afraid to face opposition for that. That's why he left that kind of wide open in his terminology. But the Palestinian flag, there is no Palestine. There never was a Palestine. It's a people. It's a culture. It's they call it a regional ethnicity or whatever, but it's not recognized by the country of the United States of America or New Bedford. And you look deeper into it, and you know me, but you don't know me. But you should understand that I know a lot of things that a lot of people may not understand at face value, but Eric is firmly backed by these socialist organizations, which is why much of his activism in this area is anti-white.
Well, I think this aside from that, there's a lot of other people besides him that are on the side of wanting to see that flag up there. He's just the person that's pushing for this and being vocal about it. But there's other folks that support the idea. You just have to look at the comments on social media to know that.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah, you got Tim Blessed. You've got these other followers of those two.
No, but even other people whose names you probably don't even know are out there saying, like, no, they should. If they put flags up for this, and this, then they should be, you know, honoring this request to do this as well. And some people are looking at it not based on how they feel about, you know, the Palestinian conflict, but they're looking at it more as how they feel about
indigenous people.
No, not even that.
Indigenous people getting genocided or whatever, you know.
But some people aren't even looking at it at that level. They're looking at it more of the level of that's a municipal flagpole paid for with tax dollars, and therefore a citizen of the town of the municipality that wants to have a flag where he should have every right to if others do as well.
Right. So I agree. You and I, this is maybe the only place that you and I would agree on this, is that Mayor Mitchell really needs to grow a pair and lay it out, say no gay flag, no nothing flag, no protest flag. The only flags we want here are United States flag, POW flag, Massachusetts state seal.
No POW flag.
Okay, put that off to the side.
Not that I'm against, you know, supporting POWs, but that's only because that's opening the door to create more of these organizations and movements that want to have their flag up. I'm not anti, you know, POW awareness at all. I just think that falls under the guise of what you're trying to prevent. And again, I'm not for this plan either. I don't think this is the best solution, but I think this might be the only solution when it just leads to unnecessary arguments.
Right. I think Mayor Mitchell should absolutely say there's no flags. I mentioned the POW flag because that's up there with like people wearing an American flag t-shirt.
And people have always had it on their flagpoles. Every town has put it on their flagpole forever. So it's, you know, people are used to seeing it.
Right. It's bending the rules on the American flag just slightly enough to make it okay. But yeah, I think that Mayor Mitchell really needs to do that. He really needs to, you know, don't worry about offending the LGBTQ people. Just say this all clear across the board. No flags other than these two flags. And call it a day. That's it. Sorry, but if Eric wants to force it, I'd rather Mayor Mitchell do this than to allow Eric to keep fighting for it, because you notice the battles that he chooses to fight.
I don't see it the same way that you do, but that's all right.
Well, you look at all the way down the line. The indigenous piece, fighting for the indigenous people. He's fighting for the illegal indigenous people of Guatemala. He's fighting for the Indians. He's fighting for the non-white people. So that's the modus operandi. That's the way it is. So if you got to look at it like that. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, but what you see as a negative, I see as advocating for people that don't have enough of a voice themselves.
Or is it just anti-white because he's conflicted because he's half Irish, half Cape Verdean?
Yeah, no, I don't see that, nor would I try to make a assumption on his character based on that either.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just, you know, he's got to look deeper into things than just at face value, because emotions tend to kind of sway our opinions the wrong way sometimes.
Well, that's what opinions are.
Yeah, but emotions and the media, the same thing. We get the wrong assumptions about things. You know, I don't know. I got to finish my coffee.
Yeah, we'll hold it there. I got to take a break anyway. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Have a good day. And we can take more of your calls, but I do got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure.
And welcome back. And we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. Again, the flag policy is included in